with this KLEM Sports Update for this Labor Day Monday, September 1st. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Well, let's recap the weekend that was at the high school sports world, starting with football action from Friday night, where our area teams were able to get week one underway. Let's give you the rundown in Class 8 player and District 1, where Remsen St. Mary's impressive 48-game regular season winning streak. It unfortunately came to an end with the Audubon Wheelers defeating the Hawks by a score of 64-18. Dalton Klein recorded 3 touchdowns through the air. His targets were Bo Johnson twice and Dayton Knipe once, as Remsen St. Mary's again picks up their first regular season loss in 48 games. First time they've lost a regular season game since the second to last week of the 2018 regular season. The Kingsley Pearson football team had to battle the number one team in Class 8 player, and that was Bishop Garrigan. The Golden Bears, they rolled past Kingsley Pearson 60-20. Landon Howe was pretty effective through the air. He went 13 of 21 for 173 yards and 3 touchdowns. He was really happy to find Easton Nissen a lot of the time. 7 catches, 67 yards and 2 scores. Tyler Cook was the next best target. He had 4 catches, 81 yards and a touchdown. We can't forget about Tyler's heroics on the defensive side. He had 13 and a half tackles and a tackle for loss as well. Pretty impressive performance even in a loss against the number one team in the state. Elsewhere in Class 8 player District 1, it was Harris Lake Park beating North Iowa 29-24. Newell Fonda rolled by North Union 69-20. St. Edmund was a 2-point conversion short of beating Glidden Ralston 22-20. Coon Rapids Bears shut out Siouxland Christian, who forfeited the game at halftime 60-0. And it was GTRA rolling past West Bend Mallard 58-23. In Class A football non-district action, it was number 10 ranked Hinton with a winner over Galen Catholic here in Lamar's by a score of 32-12. Cole Friesen, boy, he's filling the quarterback's shoes nicely. He ran the ball 21 times for 172 yards and 2 touchdowns. He also was 7-14 passing for 82 yards and 2 touchdowns. Micah Robbins ran the ball for 29 yards and a score. Logan Kempema, 4 catches, 52 yards and a touchdown, as well as an interception. And Cameron Robbins had a catch for 26 yards and 6 points. Tommy Tanner had 10 tackles, 2 sacks. Jack Dedeker, 6 tackles and a sack. For Galen Catholic, Jack Roberts had a bit of a tough time early in the game, but settled down as it went along. He went 5 of 12 through the air for 65 yards and 2 touchdowns, finding Grant Arnes and Quentin Johnson. Each of their only catches of the game went for 6 points. Wyatt Kuntz ran for 47 yards, while Dane Lehman recorded 7.5 tackles. In other non-district action, another all-area matchup saw 3rd-ranked MMCRU defeat Akron Westfield 35-7. Eli Harpenom, he did not need to have to do a whole lot, but what he did do was pretty good. He was 7 of 9 through the air for 141 yards and 2 touchdowns. Brayson Mulder ran for a touchdown, as did Parker Glassmaker and John Schmellen. Michael Schmellen caught 2 passes for 62 yards. They both went for touchdowns. Wyatt Ollis, 3.5 tackles and an interception. Akron Westfield got 54 yards on the ground from Caden Netley. He scored their only touchdown, and Alex Walker recorded 2 tackles for loss and a sack. Also in Class A, District 1, non-district action, 10th-ranked Sioux Central, winner over Pocahontas Area, 20-6. Hartley Melvin Sanborn gets shut out by Okoboji 49-0. Sibley Ocheden was rolled by Boyden Hall Rock Valley 40-13. South O'Brien doubles up plus 1. West Monona 29-14. And West Sioux took it to Sheldon 52-7. In Class 4A non-district football from Week 1, the 9th-ranked team in the state, Lamar's Community, had no problem with a road trip down to Council Bluffs, 35-14. The Bulldogs got up early by a margin of 21-0, thanks to 3 touchdown passes from Jamie Sitzman to Tyson Augustine. Funny enough, Tyson only caught 3 passes. They went for 139 yards and 3 touchdowns. He got his work done early and efficiently, and he was still pretty effective the rest of the way in non-catching roles. Jamie Sitzman completed 80% of his passes, going 16 of 20 for 253 yards and 4 touchdowns. He also ran for 50 yards on 10 carries. Tegan Bogue, on the offensive side of the ball, he had 6 catches for 53 yards and a touchdown. Andrew Grant, 7 carries, 61 yards and a touchdown. He also forced a fumble and had 8.5 tackles. Colin Murphy, 5 tackles and an interception in the victory. Elsewhere in Class 4A District 1 non-district action, 4th-ranked Fort Dodge was one possession better than Mason City, 20-14. 3rd-ranked Humboldt, a big second and a half to down Spencer, 35-13. Top-ranked Bishop Heelan, they just narrowly squeaked by 3rd-ranked Sergeant Bluff Luton, 14-6. Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson, 50-6 winners over Sioux City West. And Storm Lake gets a nice victory over Denison Schleswig, 39-13. Now to the other area districts, Class A District 8, this is Akron Westfield's district. Logan Magnolia doubled up AHSTW 12-6. Westwood defeats Alta Aurelia by a touchdown, 20-13. Number 5-ranked Tri-Center all over St. Albert, 49-21. 7th-ranked Woodbury Central wins the Highway 20 rivalry over Lawton Bronson, 33-20. And it was IKM Manning, a big winner over East Sac County, 40-15. Class 1A District 1, of course, Hinton's district, saw number 2-ranked West Lions shut out Western Christian, 41-0. 4th-ranked OABCIG, a big winner over Ridgeview, 24-7. And it was MVAOCOU beating up Missouri Valley, 41-6. Those football scores from Friday night, along with some others from not quite as local of districts, but still the Northwest Iowa, you can find those on our website at KLEM1410.com. Then we go to Saturday, where some volleyball teams were in action in Orange City at the Unity Christian Tournament. For Galen Catholic, it was a rough go of things. The Jays went 0-4 against some great competition. Take a look at who the Jays played. They started off with the number 2 team in South Dakota, Sioux Falls Christian, and the Chargers got the Jays 2-0. Being led in that contest for Galen Catholic, Addie Castle had 11 assists for 6 digs, 4 kills for Cora Bonderson, and Grace Ziz had 3 kills and 3 aces. The Jays then went on to play the number 2 team in Class 4A in the state of Iowa. That's Sergeant Bluff Luton, and the Warriors beat the Jays 2-0, with Addie Castle recording 13 assists. Grace Ziz hit .500 with 5 kills in the loss. Then Galen Catholic played Unity Christian, a very perennial power in the area. The Knights got the win 2-0. The Jays finished off the day with ho-hum, the number 3 team out of the state of Minnesota, Southwest Christian, a 2-1 winner over Galen Catholic. Jays took the second set, 21-12. For the Hinton Blackhawks, who are in Orange City, they had a great time winning all 4 of their matchups, and they are the champions of the 2025 Unity Christian Volleyball Tournament. The Blackhawks got it started with a 2-0 win over Unity Christian, then defeated number 13 ranked in 4A, Dallas Center Grimes, 2-0. The Blackhawks then beat the number 2 team in 4A, Sergeant Bluff Luton, also by a score of 2-0. And in the championship matchup, Hinton defeated 12th ranked Cherokee, 2-0. Cumulative totals for the Blackhawks: Bailey Bouvie is back and better than ever, potentially. She had 40 kills in 4 matches, a total of 8 sets played. She hit .561. Boy, it's good to have her back. 23 digs. She had 9 blocks, 3 aces as well, in an emphatic return to the volleyball court. Ellie Friesen, 15 kills and 12 blocks over the tournament's span. Carlin Kovarna had 13 kills, 16 blocks. The two setters, Addison Dunkel, had 43 assists and 11 digs over the tournament. Caitlin Hofling, 42 assists and 6 digs. Then it was Adeline Ordegren in her varsity debut. She had 12 kills and 4 aces for the tournament. Scores from Hinton and Galen Catholic volleyball, as well as some other matchups involving the area conferences from Saturday, can be found on our website. That's KLEM1410.com. Well, of course, Saturday was also college football action around the area. Let's take a look at some of the local scores. Number 7-ranked Northwestern, in recognizing newest member of the College Football Hall of Fame, their former head coach Larry Bubb Corver, they rolled past Waldorf in a shutout, 40-0 victories for the Red Raiders. Lamar's community alum Giovanni Cabongo made his collegiate football kicking debut. He went 1-for-2 with a 22-yard field goal, and he put 3 of his 7 kickoffs into the end zone for touchbacks. He's off to a good start, just like he is on the soccer pitch, too. Boy, he's adapting to the college game well, and that is great to see. Briarcliff University started off their season with a 35-23 win over St. Ambrose in Sioux City, and Akron Westfield alum Jacob Myers went a perfect 5-for-5 in his point after tries to help Briarcliff start the year off 1-0. And then a top 5 battle in Kansas, number 3-ranked Morningside fell by 4 points, giving up a touchdown with 12 seconds to go to number 4-ranked Benedictine, and the Ravens defeat the Mustangs 38-34. To some Division I college football scores around the region, number 22 ranked Iowa State had no problem defeating the University of South Dakota 55-7 in Ames. Kingsley Pearson alum Bo Goodwin, he had two tackles in the victory, as well as a half a tackle for loss. Also in Division I football, Iowa got their season started off at Kinnick Stadium with a 34-7 win over Albany. We go down to the FCS level, where Northern Iowa started off their new coaching tenure under Todd Stepsis with a victory, a 38-14 win over Butler, and they were helped out nicely by Hinton alum Derek Anderson. The tight end caught four passes for 43 yards, and he scored his first collegiate touchdown. Came at a great time to help Northern Iowa start the year off 1-0, and certainly hope that is the first of many, and not the first and last for Hinton alum Derek Anderson. Finally, in the FCS, South Dakota State, they dominated Sacramento State in Brookings by a score of 20-3, and that from college football over the weekend. Well, of course, with it being the Labor Day holiday today, there is no high school sporting events to tell you about on this KLEM sports schedule. Make sure you check out KLEM1410.com for sports news and notes. Listen to the Coach's Corner from Saturday morning. That is archived there. And you can also check out when your team will be back in action again after the Labor Day holiday. All there at KLEM1410.com. Well, this has been your Labor Day Monday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.